WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys basketball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 74-45, St. Albert topping Thomas Jefferson 47-45. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Tri-Center beat Griswold 49-42, IKM Manning over Audubon 58-29, Trainer topping AHST 66-42, Missouri Valley a winner over Logan Magnolia 50-30, while Underwood beat Riverside 78-46. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 52-42, Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 69-43, West Harrison over Charter Oak Ute 78-45. Also around the region, Bedford beat Wayne 57-49. It was East Mills over Nishnabotna 61-27. Fremont Mills beat South Page 70-31. Lenox over Southwest Valley 54-38. And Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 93-49. In high school girls basketball play last night, in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Harlan over Atlantic 83-30, St. Albert beating Thomas Jefferson 53-24. In Western Iowa Conference play, Tri-Center over Griswold 57-43, it was IKM Manning over Audubon 84-43. Missouri Valley beating Logan Magnolia 61-26, Trainer over AHST 60-39, and Underwood beat Riverside 55-41. In girls Rolling Valley play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Arweva 42-33, Charter Oak Ute beating West Harrison 56-49. Also around the region, East Mills beat Nishnabotna 44-32, Fremont Mills over South Page 72-28, Nottoway Valley beating Mount Air 49-46, and Southwest Valley over Lenox 59-37. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN from the Rolling Valley Conference tonight, as Chris and I will be in Elkhorn this evening as Exira EHK plays host to Glidden Ralston in a girl and boy basketball doubleheader. Girls game first at 6 o'clock. Boys game will follow at 7:30 or so this evening. We'll have both of them for you live on KJAN at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen online. We stream all the time at KJAN.com. And you can listen on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. Also, we'll be providing live streaming video of the basketball games tonight on our TV page at KJAN.com. Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced its ninth basketball ratings, the weekly rankings for the season, late yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda remains top-rated. In fact, the top 10 are all the same. Stanton stays at number 6, Adair Casey at 8, Arweva at 9. Also this week, Exira EHK is in the list at number 12, while Fremont Mills is rated 14th in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian remains top-rated. Trainer is up two spots to number 10. Panorama also jumps a couple of places. They're at number 12. In Class 3A, MOC Floyd Valley remains top-rated. No area schools in the list. Shenandoah was 15th last week, but they fell out of the listings this week. In Class 4A, Harlan remains the number 1-ranked team. Lewis Central stays put in the number 7 spot this week. And 5A, it's Iowa City High, still dominating that poll this week. Well, Bethany Doolittle's jumper with a minute 12 remaining gave the Iowa Hawkeye women a one-point lead, and they went on to stun ninth-ranked and Big Ten leader Penn State 73-70 on the road last night. Freshman Allie Disterhoff hit two late free throws to provide the final margin of victory, and she finished with a game-high 24 points.
That's incredible. She's 8-for-9 shooting, 3-for-3 from three-point range, perfect 5-for-5 from the line. Leading scorer with 24 points, and she hit those two clutch free throws. We're up 1 point with 8 seconds left, and she goes to the free throw line and nails them both. That's amazing.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. She said it was a huge win for the Hawkeyes, who played with poise down the stretch.
You know, even when they got the lead in the second half, nobody got upset, nobody got worried. They kept believing, and they kept believing in each other. And I know sometimes that kind of stuff sounds hokey, but it's not, and it really pays forward, especially on the road here tonight.
Hawkeyes move into third place in the Big Ten with that victory. They improved to 6-4 in league play. In men's top 25 hoops last night, Arizona, formerly the top-ranked team of the nation, barely dodged a two-game losing streak. Nick Johnson scored 18 points. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson had 14 points and 10 rebounds. And second-ranked Arizona grinds out a 67-65 victory over Oregon. Also, Adrian Payne scored 12 points in his return from a foot injury, and ninth-ranked Michigan State kept pace atop the Big Ten with an 82-67 victory over Penn State last night. And Sean Kilpatrick scored 26 points, and Justin Jackson led a second-half surge that rallied number 7 Cincinnati to its 15th straight win, 63-58 over number 22 Connecticut. Just two games in the NBA last night. It was Brooklyn over San Antonio, 103-89. Golden State beat Chicago, 102-87. In the National Hockey League last night, Calgary beat the New York Islanders 4-2. Philadelphia over Colorado, 3-1. Edmonton beat the New York Rangers, 2-1. Washington doubled up Winnipeg, 4-2. Ottawa, 3-2 over Buffalo. Detroit beat Florida, 3-1. Toronto over Tampa Bay, 4-1. Montreal, a 5-2 winner over Vancouver. St. Louis in overtime, 3-2 over Boston. Minnesota, another 3-2 overtime victory over Nashville. And also a third overtime game saw L.A. beat Columbus by a 2-1 final. Iowa says that St. Louis area running back Markell Smith has finally signed his national letter of intent. Smith was ranked as a four-star back by recruiting publication Scout.com, and he's considered one of the best prospects in Iowa's latest class. But Smith got snowed in during a retreat, and he wasn't able to officially join the Hawkeyes until Thursday. Smith was a first-team All-State selection in each of the last two seasons for St. John Vianney High. Smith's 7,144 career rushing yards ranks second best in Missouri state history. He also set the single-game mark with 541 yards. Smith is the 19th recruit and the second running back to join the Hawkeyes for the upcoming season. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs hired former NFL running back Brock Olivo as their assistant special teams coach. After he served the past 2 years on the staff at Coastal Carolina, Olivo replaces Kevin O'Day, who was hired as special teams coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Olivo was a star at Missouri before spending four seasons with the Detroit Lions. After his playing career, he spent time coaching football in Italy and with the United Football League. At Coastal Carolina, he was the running backs coach and also helped out with their special teams. Well, the Seattle Seahawks have signed nine players to 2014 futures contracts, including quarterback B.J. Daniels. Daniels was the last of the nine to be signed after spending part of the season on Seattle's active roster and ending the year on the practice squad for the Super Bowl champs. Denver Broncos defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio has signed a two-year contract to keep him in Denver through 2015. Del Rio went 3-1 as interim coach when John Fox underwent heart surgery last season. In baseball news, the Seattle Mariners continue to open their pocketbook after signing Robinson Cano to a 10-year, $240 million contract. The Mariners apparently have not reached their financial limits. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that reliever Fernando Rodney and the Seattle Mariners have agreed to a $14 million two-year contract. Rodney appeared in 68 games last season for Tampa Bay with 37 saves. He saved 85 games in two seasons with the Rays. The Arizona Diamondbacks have avoided arbitration with Mark Trumbo by agreeing to a $4.8 million one-year contract with the outfielder. Arizona acquired Trumbo from the LA Angels in December in a three-team trade. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that reliever Carlos Marmol and the Miami Marlins have agreed to a $1.25 million one-year contract. The 31-year-old right-hander has 117 saves in eight major league seasons, but only two last year with the Cubs. The Baseball Hall of Fame says slugger Ralph Kiner, one of the first and greatest post-war home run hitters, has died at his home in Rancho Mirage, California. He was 91 years old. Kiner hit 369 home runs during his 10-year career from 1946 through 1955, mostly with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He won or tied for the National League lead in homers in each of his first seven seasons. After finishing up as a player, Kiner became a popular broadcaster with the New York Mets for more than a half a century. He even worked a handful of games yet last year. Well, the U.S. got off to a bad start in the opening round of the new team figure skating event at the Sochi Olympics. The Americans are tied for fifth in total points after the men and pairs short programs. However, the U.S. is ranked seventh out of 10 teams when tiebreakers are factored in. Only the top five countries advance to the free skate. Russia has the lead. Falls and botched jumps from U.S. champions Jeremy Abbott and the pairs team of Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier hurt the Americans' chances. The U.S. hopes to gain ground in the women and ice dance short programs. Merrill Davis and Charlie White are the reigning world champs in ice dancing. Also defending gold medalist Hannah Carney leads the qualifiers in the women's moguls with fellow American Eliza Outram in fourth ahead of the finals on the weekend. In the first ever slope-style snowboarding, Canadian Max Parrott has the top spot heading into the final round. The top woman qualifier is American Jamie Anderson. Teammate Carly Shore has qualified fourth. Columbus Blue Jackets forward Marian Gaborink will be unable to play for his native Slovakia in the Olympic hockey competition. He had to withdraw because he's not completely recovered from a broken collarbone suffered December 21st. And the opening ceremonies at the Olympics are scheduled for today. And officials with the Drake Relays have announced plans to hold an exhibition high jump inside of a supermarket. Meat officials say they've already lined up 8 high jumpers for a competition to be held on April 21st at a Hy-Vee store in nearby Waukee. The women's event will feature recent Olympic silver medalist Brigetta Barrett, 2013 meet champion Ruth Baixa of Spain, and American record holder Shantae Howard-Lowe. Canadian Derek Druin and American Eric Kennard will headline the men's field. Hy-Vee is the presenting sponsor of the meet, which will run from April 24th through the 26th. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.